Answer your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
Yes, indeed. The WSAU listener email bag is overflowing and must be addressed. First letter that we're going to answer today comes to us from Paula. Paula says to us that, on the whole, she says, I like my husband's friends. They're good guys who've settled down with their families, but one friend is still single. Whenever he comes to town, he's a terrible influence. He takes my husband out to strip clubs. They drink like they were still in college. And by the time the weekend's over, my husband's a mess. It's annoying, but they've been friends forever. I really want my husband to stop hanging out with this guy. Is that bad? Is that a bad idea to bring up? Paula, 36.
Yes, it's a bad idea to bring up.
Yeah, it's a very bad idea. Listen, if he was going out every other night, something like that, and getting blasted and it was an absolute waste of time, yeah, then that's something you need to bring up, even if it was a weekly thing. But it sounds like this guy comes to town on a rare, occasional basis. Don't interfere with that. Trust me, don't interfere with that. That is, listen, I'm telling you right now, Paula, there's a few things that you do that he overlooks. Don't give him the right to bring it up, okay? Just excuse it. You can let him know that you're not happy about it, but don't pressure him into breaking up his bromance. All right, Jeffrey, 34 years old, writes to us, and he says, gentlemen, my wife and I have only been married about a year, but I've already gained about 15 pounds, and she's definitely noticed. He says, I know why I've put on the weight. Luckily for me, she cooks for me all the time and makes me all these crazy fattening desserts that I love, and I can't help it. I also don't want to make her feel bad and not eat the stuff that she's cooking and making for me, so I eat it, and I gain weight. And then she complains that I'm getting heavy.
Yeah.
What should I do here? Just not eat her food? Jeffrey. All right.
Well, you just tell her that, look, you don't like them getting weight? Well, stop making me all these fattening foods.
We've got to
eat better.
I don't make you put 15 servings into that big fat maw of yours.
Hmm?
Well, then I just won't eat it. Make it, and I won't eat it. It'll sit there. You can eat it, and then you'll get tubby.
I slave every day for you.
I'm going home to mother.
You don't appreciate me.
Jeffrey, it's very simple. Just talk. Just have a conversation. Say, listen, I love your cooking, but can we try to cut back on the sweets? Can we cut back on some of the fattening stuff? Let's try eating and cooking a little healthy. Jeffrey, the one thing you don't mention in your letter here, is she putting on weight too?
Because
if you're the only one that's putting on weight and she's not, maybe is she exercising? Does she go out for a walk? Does she go to the gym and your big fat butt sits on the couch all day long? Well, maybe that's the thing. There's got to be a reason. And if she's putting on weight too, then what you do is you stand her up, get her naked, stand her in front of the mirror and go, you see this? You see this? You're putting on weight sweetie.
Yeah, do that and see how that works out for you.
Oh, you're saying that may not be good advice. Mm. That may cause more problems than it solves. Okay, I would say then be a little more casual. Be a little bit more discreet in communication.
Is it possible for you to be discreet?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very.
Can you be discreet?
Of course I'm discreet.
Can you be subtle?
I am very subtle.
Really?
No, subtlety's for weenies. There's no need to be subtle. Just, listen, there's plenty of people out there that are subtle, okay? You need somebody out there that's stirring things up in order to make things interesting. That's what you need. All right, this one comes to us from Kelly. Kelly is 22 years old. She says, gentlemen, I've been seeing a guy for a few weeks, and we're not officially together, but we're definitely dating. Okay, what does that mean? You're definitely dating, but you're not together. Does that mean that they're not exclusive?
The door is still open, yes. Well, the decision hasn't been made yet.
It's not the only thing.
Back in the old days, they called it then going steady.
God.
Back in the ancient days.
Okay, that meant if you were going steady, that means you were exclusive.
Right.
You weren't dating anybody.
Yeah.
So, see, I don't understand that. You know my rule. A peck on the cheek, you can see other people, but you get into that kiss,
your rule would have been conservative during Victorian time, so I'm not sure many people are following your rule.
Are you kidding me? What are you talking
about? I'm not kidding you.
All right, so she says, Kelly goes on to say, we're also friends on Facebook, her and her boyfriend, whatever status that is. But whenever I comment on one of his status updates, he deletes the entire status. It's like he doesn't want other people seeing me comment, but he comments on my stuff all the time. What's the deal here? Does he not want people to know we're together? there's a couple approaches here. You want to take a jump at this one first?
Well, that sounds like what he wants. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want the other women that go to his Facebook page mm-hmm. to know that he has someone who is who feels that they are a regular.
One of the things that is missing here is she's not saying what his status is on Facebook. You can put on there in a relationship, or it's complicated, or I'm married, or I like transvestite midget.
I don't think that's a category.
You don't think so?
No.
That probably should be for you. Anyway, so, Kelly, you don't mention what his status is. I'm going to assume that it still says he's single because you're saying that you're not officially together. If he is deleting things that you're commenting on, here's a couple things. A, it could be that, yes, he doesn't want people to know that you guys are together, but he could then just delete your comment, not the status update as a whole. The other thing is, are you commenting really stupid stuff? Are you just, listen, there's times that I'll put up a status update and I read some of the comments and I hit myself in the face with a brick because it's like, what? You don't even get what I just said. You completely are going off the rails and it's, no, I don't want this on my status and I will delete it because it's just too stupid to be there. I'm not saying that's your case, but it's like, maybe you should think about that for a second. Before you make a status, are you over-replying on everything, stalker? Who knows? All right, then last but not least, Kelly. Oh, it's another Kelly. Different Kelly, age 21. The other one was, what, 22? All right, she writes in and says, I know a girl who intentionally invites less attractive friends when she goes out to a club or bar. She wants to be the best-looking girl in the group, so the guys hit on her instead of her other friends. I can't decide if her strategy is brilliant or stupid. What do you think? It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely, completely, totally brilliant. So there it is. There we have answered all of the... Do you have a comment? You have a rebuttal? Point, counterpoint?
No, but it's happened before. I mean, this isn't something new that this woman just came up with.
No, absolutely not. So the question is, how often does Kelly, the one that wrote the letter, get invited to go out with her? If you, Kelly, here's the thing to think of. If she doesn't invite you, that means you're prettier than she is, and she's intimidated. If she does invite you, that's not good.
It used to be people thought social networking was a great way to reach out to your friends and reconnect with old acquaintances. But now we know social networking is really just about showing how awesome your life is and rubbing everyone else's face in it.
Hanging on the beach with a margarita. Wish you were here. But not really.
But this need to tell everyone you know what you're doing and posting a picture has created a new malaise, chronic narcissism.
Selfie in the bathroom mirror. Looking good.
Now, there's Narcissistics Anonymous, a place where Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram addicts get brought back to reality.
Hi, my name's Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
Whatever. I have over 2,500 friends on Facebook.
Caitlin, the only reason you have that many friends is you show cleavage in your profile pic.
That's not true.
It's a hard reality to face when people discover they're really not all that interesting, but it's something they have to know.
So people really don't want to see my awesome kids at the ball game?
No, not really.
What about a pic of the meal I'm having?
Bill, stop.
Narcissistics Anonymous, conquering the addiction to self-important social networking, one self-centered person at a time.
John Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.